1620 94.5 WTAW. More than $6 million of budget cuts identified by Bryan ISD administrators for the next school year during the school board meeting on May 6. One of three executive directors of school leadership for Bryan ISD, Linda Montoya, telling board members about increasing class sizes by one or two students and not filling teacher vacancies.
And these were recommendations that were actually made by the principals at the elementary level. They felt like at those grade levels that we could do that.
Bryan ISD Board President Julie Harlan shared her opinion of adding one or two more students to classrooms next year to reduce the number of teachers.
I think we all just need to brace ourselves for the change that lies ahead, because even one or two more students may significantly move someone's cheese. We'll say, if you haven't read that book, Who Moved My Cheese, I encourage you to do it.
Increasing class size is part of a projected $4 million savings in staffing BISD campuses. Another $1 million could be saved by not filling central office vacancies and possibly using grant money to pay for several other positions. Bryan ISD Assistant Superintendent Kevin Besaw showing projected savings of $750,000 by conserving electricity.
One thing coming back to school, if we turn on the air for an entire week or 2 weeks before school is open, I mean, that's a lot to cool down the buildings for all of that. And so we'll work on trying to condense that to perhaps 2 weekends before we come back, something like that.
BISD administrators also projected savings of $500,000 by reducing the number of trips that are taken. BISD board members told that no layoffs are planned, but an undisclosed number of positions will not be filled. This is 1620 94.5 WTAW.